Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ saṅghaṃ namassāmi. I thought I'd offer a few reflections on practicing with restlessness. So the first thing to note here is how the Buddha associates restlessness and anxiety together with a single hindrance. And very often it's the restlessness we notice. We'll notice that the mind is agitated, the mind can't settle down, particularly if we're meditators. Then we'll see, oh yes, the mind is, you know, it's not very peaceful. We can notice that. Sometimes we can miss the anxiety. We don't get, that's a little deeper often. So restlessness is a superficial thing. And underneath that often there's an underlying anxiety. Somehow unsettled about a situation, so that can stir us up to be restless. We end up going into activity, sometimes not really related to the source of anxiety. Often busy ourselves through anxiety, and yet we're not busying ourselves doing what we need to do to relieve that anxiety. So meditation, formal meditation and concentration practice is extremely useful with this. So just to sit for a while, to be still, or to lie down. Lying down meditation can be good when you're restless. Just to be still and then to watch and try to see underneath that restlessness. It's the same as with anger, that if we're feeling angry then we want to just still, and then we watch to see what's really underneath this. It's the same with restlessness. Often there's an anxiety, unsettledness for some reason. We're not able to settle with something or somewhere for some reason. So Buddha points out, say for a monastic as an example, then if a monk is restless, then he maybe need to study the rules and ways that things operate in the place that he's in, rather than restlessly wanting to get away from feeling unsettled about the way things are where he is. Maybe he needs to learn more about the rules and the regulations and the way things are, feel more settled with the place, or not, or want to go somewhere else. Often a decision needs to be made, perhaps an awkward decision, not an easy decision, it will need to be made. Often we're restless as we're moving away from something that we find difficult or unpleasant. Rather than pushing against it, reacting against it with anger or ill will, then we're tending to just keep trying to move away from it. Rather than really examine, so to be still and examine it, get beneath the surface, is often what's required. Find out what's going on. Or sometimes, you know, we can just get into a spin, and there's just stopping is enough. So also physical exercise can also be a useful thing. We can work off some of our physical energy associated. It's like a trick, it's like working indirectly at the difficulty. mentally restless and agitated, then we just tire the body to help us to stop, slow down. Do something very physical. Work it off. So a few suggestions there on working with restlessness and its associated anxiety,